Okay, we are on page Reish Yud Beis, the 14th tool. Ha'ifin harbas, or the 14th tool is Cheshbon ha'nefesh ala adam lasos la'asmo keshu mafchin ba'asmo sheyesh lo rikshos avo netia utshuka klapei kol ha'adam ha'esolav reishim shuay v'soy. It's a long sentence. Cheshbon ha'nefesh, a person should make for himself, keshu mafchin ba'asmo, when he can discern within himself, sheyesh lo rikshos avo, that he has feelings of love, unetia, an inclination, uchuka, and a yearning, klape koladim, towards all people, osa lov roshem, that make an impression of him, shuov of him, that he loves them. In other words, a person should think about how much he really cares about people that he knows love him. Kemosha kosov, as the pasuk says in Mishle, kamayim, like water, hapanim, lapanim, so is a face to a face. Kein lev ha'odom la'odom, so is the heart of a person to another person. So the pische lev below explains, just like water, that if a person looks into water, he sees his face in the water. So if his face is happy, guess what? He sees a happy face. If his face is sad, he sees a sad face. So just like we see a face reflected in the water, so too is the heart of a person to another person, which means if your heart loves somebody, so that person will love you too. And if your heart hates that person will hate you too. In other words, if you see that somebody is upset at you, do you know what's really happening? He's just reflecting what he sees in you, that he thinks you're upset at him. And if somebody loves you, then they're just reflecting what they feel you're sending to them, that you love them. So that's what he's saying, that you have to make a cheshbon ha'nefesh, that when you have feelings of love towards people that have made an impact on you to make you love them, when you think about that, think about the people that you really love. You love them because you're the water that's reflecting the love that they've been showing to you. So if that's the case, v'kol shekein all the more so. Im ha'adam shenira la ka'ohev, and let's say the person that appears to love him, husar o moshel, he's an officer or a ruler. She'as hu ohev es ha'adam ahu od yoser. He loves this person even more because he has more power to show this love. V'alachas kam v'kam, and all the more so. Im hu lo rak choshev shodom so v'so. Not only if he thinks that this person loves him, Elohu roes also love. He sees that the person loves him. Ayidei simonim hame'idim akoch, through signs that testify to it. For example, the hainu, such as shumakarev also, that this person brings him close to him. Umaftiach lo lazer lo, and he promises to help him. V'gametiv lo, and he actually does good things for him. V'osim oches, he does kindness to him. Lamros, in spite of the fact, shulo zakuklo, that the man doing the favor doesn't need anything back from you, he's doing it totally lishma. And if you would realize that somebody is doing that to you, now you're the water, what are you going to reflect back? Ozavaso shalom zehi kol kachaza. So this love, person's love is so strong, the response, nothing will distract him from that. Next page, ma'amatz v'igia, and he will not hold back any efforts to do what that person asks him to do, and who will cleave to his service with all his ability. He will bring himself close, and he'll sacrifice himself, as mamono, his money, as one of his children, in order to pay him back in the best way possible. Okay, so that's the way we act. If somebody shows love to you, the equation is you are like the water and you reflect back that love, right? You're never going to forget it. The more that person does for you, the more you're always going to think about how, you know, I'm grateful to that person and how amazing that person is, and what I want to do, whatever I need to do for them. Okay, But so now we have to figure a cheshbon now. So now, if you really feel that way, you feel that way towards anybody, Mayor?
Sure.
Okay. Smart answer. So anyway, so if you feel that way, now make the kal v'chomer. Ma im anu misyachsim b'tzura zu klape yitzur chalosh kamonu. If we misyachsim, if we relate in such a fashion towards a creature that's weak like us, in came pi kama v'chama, all the more so yosar nachavim lisyach iska klape v'renius baruch, all the more so we should relate this way towards our Creator. Shanavi Moshe Rabbeinu of a shalom, that the Navi Moshe told us, hodiyalanu, he informed us, Shua of a son of Hashem loves us, kamo shomar, as it says in the book of Devarim, not because you're the most abundant of all nations that Hashem yearn for you and choose you, but rather because Hashem loves you. And beyond, in addition to what Moshe told us, we have clear proofs from the present, from the past, he loves us, and helps us. He brought us close to him, and he promised us to stand to our right. Behold, every generation, who the Pasuk says, even during the curses in Bechukosai, even if you're in the land of your enemies, I'll not be so repulsed by you and disdained for you to the point lechalo sum to wipe you out. As it says in the book of Sefer Ezra, ki avodim anachnu, for we are servants, ubavodaseinu lo azavnu lokeinu, and in our service Hashem has not let us go. So if we really understood how much Hashem loved us, our instinctual reaction would be to always love Hashem and to do whatever we should want to do for Hashem. And that's very important. As you're coming into the Yomim Noiraim, we should not make this mistake and think Hashem is judging us to punish us and we're afraid he's going to do all these terrible things to us. That's not the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is to give us good, and he wants to give us good. Umitam nosaf, and an additional reason, a person should relate in this fashion, klape beres baruch towards Hashem, shiradum uskum asem, it's known and totally agreed by us. Kimisho yedid shalavoseinu vavosavoseinu, anyone who was a good friend of our father, of my father and my grandfather, we should also recognize that friendship by what? By honoring and loving that person now. This man was nice to my father. You know what? I'm going to be nice to him. Kamo Shomer Shomelch Chacham said, Re'acha v're'avicha al tazov, your friend and your father's friend, don't leave him. He came there for, Habari Yisbarach Hashem, Hamaskir Lanu, who reminds us, Shekoras Brisi Mavoseinu, that he cut a covenant with our patriarchs, V'shushaymer Osamnu, Bishusam, and he guards us in that merit. That's why we blow the shofar to remember the merits of Avram Avinu. Hashem will always fulfill his covenant, as the pasuk says again. Not because there's so many people that Hashem desire you, turning the page. And shows us, no. Because of our love for you. And he regards the oath that he swore to our unto your fathers. There's many similar psukim to this. Imlo niftach olav, if we will not put our trust in him, we don't rely on his kindness, and we don't love him, and we don't cling to his service, and we don't pour forth our prayers to him. How gross would be our character. And how hard would be our stiff necks. V'kama ketana tiyem nusen, how small would be our trust. V'kama sarvonim yem ilyem moshech achrei emes, and how stubborn we are from following after the truth if we wouldn't love Hashem. Hagaba asmecha, think about it for yourself. Ad heichon advar magim, how far these words reach. Lo liskor lo es avoso lavosenu vavos avosenu, not to remember his love for our fathers and our fathers' fathers. Lo ligma lo tova mashu avosonu, and not to repay kindness for what he loves us, for shomerlin and protects us. Lo lavoroso, and to not serve him. Al shekera vosonu lov, even though he brought us close to him. V'yivteach lo, and he promised la motav the men, and to always be to our right side. Lo lishma b'kol, and we shouldn't listen to his voice. Tmuras in exchange for atovas hakdos v'chasodim rabim shu'oslam, for the great things he does for us. V'yisbaish, we may not be ashamed of that. Alav shebaro son of, even though he created us, v'lav hisnagus atovim, and he acts so nicely to us. To think about that. Okay, tzochim, itardem schozu, wake up, my brother, from such sleepiness. For and remove from you the curtain that has been that your yetzer has spread before you. He separated between you and the light of your intelligence. He's made you look stupid by you not behaving that way. Hey. Let's give you an example. What? Lama Yitzchak Doima. What's Yitzchak like? La'akobish. A spider. Ha'orek es kurov achalon abayis. Who weaves his spider web on the window of a house. The more he makes the spider web, kurov holchim es avin. The web gets thicker and thicker. Hashem sos mi mesach olam, until they close up the window totally. Umoni mes or Hashemesh mi lachtor labayis, and does not allow the light of the sun to penetrate into the house. Ubitchilas harigaso, when he starts making the web, he starts to weave. Kurav hem chaloshim, the webs are weak. The document are very thin. Ach kocholshu osos yosu, but the more and more he makes it, it gets stronger and thicker. Until it prevents the light totally from penetrating through the window and reaching into the house. Next page. This too is the influence of the Yetzer on your heart. In the beginning he's very weak. And he doesn't keep you back from seeing the truth. But right away, you begin to see it though. If you can discern it, and remove that web from your heart. In the beginning, because it's very easy. It's easy to knock down a very thin web. But if you don't pay attention to it, and you hide yourself from it, it gets stronger and stronger. Until it prevents the light of your intelligence totally to reach you. And then it's very hard to remove that web from before you. Alkane, therefore, he's Dorezo Chila Hatzalasnav Shecha. Be alacritous, my brother, to save your soul. Ubakesh Melokim Shiazir Lacha Lid Chosesim Lech. And ask Hashem, plead with him to help you to push this away. Trach, make efforts. Vishtadal, and try. Then you will be illuminated with the light of wisdom. And your heart will see the truth. Okay, so what's this lie that this spider is webbing around us? The lie that Hashem doesn't love us, that Hashem's not with us. Okay, that's the real problem, right? And the truth of the matter is, you know, it is human nature, isn't it, to recall the love that someone else has for us and all these things. We should reciprocate to Hashem. So Now, if, you know, and if a person doesn't trust Hashem or rely on His kindness, if he doesn't love Hashem, if he doesn't devote himself to Hashem's service, if he doesn't pour forth prayer before Him, how terrible this is! It's not a menschlich person. You know, a menschlich person would remember what Hashem does and that Hashem's always taking care of him, and we do something in return, and we pay attention to this, and we'd be humbled by the fact that He created us and is guiding us entirely for our own welfare. Hashem did this for no ulterior reason. You know, it's interesting. The it's brought down in the Sforim when the Targum HaShivim was done. One of the changes they made was they changed Bereshis Bara Elokim to Elokim Bara Bereshis. Right? So why did they make that change? So the simple answer is because if we'd say Bereshis Bara Elokim, they think that the name of the God was Bereshis, and Bereshis created God, which would not be true, but rather it's Elokim Bara Bereshis. But say the Chassidish is for him a very important idea. And so there's a question. If Taka, better to say Elokim Bara Bereshis, why don't we write Elokim Bara Bereshis for ourselves? What's wrong? What's wrong if in our Torah we say Elokim Bara Bereshis? Won't be so bad. I mean, you understand what the problem was. It's okay. So what's so bad if a Yid reads Elokim Bara Bereshis? So no one will be confused. There must be a reason why Hashem B'davka wants Elokim Bara Bereshis, huh? I mean, why? If all it creates is doubts, and you know, we don't lose by saying Elokim, God, Bara Bereshis, He created the beginning. That's beautiful. Why did you say Bereshis Bara Elokim? The answer is, a goy is not capable of understanding the following concept. There's no such thing, well, what he believes is, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Nobody is kind to you unless there's an agenda. Right? And there's many people suspicious of others. You know, why is this guy being so nice to me all of a sudden? Why are my children calling me up? They never called me in years, and now they're calling me up. Oh, I know, they're going to ask me for something soon. Right? There's always an agenda. And the non-Jewish world, even though they worship the God, they imputed their feelings as divine feelings. And God would only create a world if it suited His purpose, and He gets something out of it. He needed to create this world. He needed to do this. So if it would say, Elohim Bara Bereshis, it means God is front and center. God has a need. And because He has a need, Bara Bereshis, He created the world. Oh, a guy can understand that. That God needed to create the world because He wants to get something out of it. But for Yidden, we don't write that. We write Bereshis Bara. In the beginning, there was a world. Yeah, Taka Elohim created it. In other words, there was a pure altruistic desire of Bereshis Bara that the world should be created. Why? For man's benefit totally, and God gets nothing out of it. And then we put in Elohim. So that's why we can't write it the way a goy writes it. A goy only, even when a goy looks, what's his relation with Hashem? Hashem gets something out of this. Now we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful because a lot of times we say, you know, we give nachas to Hashem. We do this. That's only from our perspective so we could have any kind of relation with Hashem. But let's not distort that and think that's what's really going on over there. It's not possible for us to give anything to Hashem. It's not possible. And He's just constantly giving to us. There's no ulterior motives in what He gives us. So there should be nothing in the back of my head. Well, listen, you know, He's getting something out of this too. So if He's getting something out of this too, so then, you know, I don't have to owe Him so much. But if the person mamish does it and asks nothing in return, then that is mamish. You have to love such a person. And that's what He's asking us to calculate. How much do we really, really love Hashem? That's what I said on the second day of Yontif. So you weren't there, so I'll fill in a little bit of the drush. There was a family, the Shapiro family, who was not capable of having children. Yet many, 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 many years. Tests, this, procedures. It was for years and years and years. They went to the best doctors, and it was it. It's not going to be They can't have any kids. Finished. So what did they finally decide to do? They finally decided to adopt. And a good place to adopt, you go to Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of adopting agencies. Unfortunately, there's a lot of children who don't have parents. And you can adopt. And they would get a Jewish kid. So they go to Eretz Yisrael and immediately go to the adoption agency. And they're given a tremendous amount of paperwork, bureaucratic paperwork. But they understood. They lovingly filled it all out because they knew this is what they had to do to get this child. And they're filling out all these pages. Then they come to one of the last pages. And the page lists the following. Asks the following. List the five things in life you love most in order. That's a very interesting question. So this fellow, Mr. Shapiro, honestly, the top of the list, he says he loves Hashem more than anything else. And whatever else he wrote at the rest. Then at the bottom it says, turn the page over. He turns the page over. And it says something to the effect, the adoptive agency wants to make sure that you're going to put the needs of this child before everything else in this world. And that includes all those five things you listed must come after the needs of this child. Please sign at the bottom. So the man thought, he says, no way I could sign this. There's no way I'm going to say that I'm going to love this child more than Hashem. And I'm going to do things for this child at the expense of Hashem. So he didn't sign it. The manager comes over and says, what's going on? Why didn't you sign this? He says, listen, I can't sign it. I'm a Haredi. I love Hashem. And there's no way I'm going to sign this. So the guy says, listen, okay, I understand. I understand you're a Haredi. I understand you love Hashem. I really get it. You know, but just do me a favor. Just sign it. There's no thought police coming after you. You know, I'm not going to tell anybody anything. It's a procedure. If you don't sign it, we can't give you the kid. So please just sign it and we'll understand that you don't mean it. The guy says, thank you, but I'm sorry. I just cannot sign such a thing. This is mamish not true. That I'm going to put Hashem behind even my child. He says, listen, you came all the way from America to get this child. And you're going to let this little signature get in the way? You know, just pretend you're not even signing it. Just sign it. You don't, and you're, and say, I don't mean it. I don't mean it to yourself. Just sign it so I can do it. He says, I'm sorry, I can't. And I said, I'm really sorry if that's the case. We cannot give you the child. And they went back to America without a child. But at the same time, this fellow, his love for Hashem swelled so greatly. And he finally really, really came to the real understanding that it's not going to be the doctors and it's not even going to be segulas and all these things that are going to give his child. It's not going to be adoptive agency. The only one who's really going to give him this child is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as much as he always said it, but this incident forced him to understand that this is the only way it's ever going to happen. And of course, this story works out with a happy ending, and the happy ending is such that they came back 10 months later, they had twin boys. And that showed how much you have to come to appreciate the love you have to have for Hashem. On the other hand, there's another story that a secular professor wrote in his memoirs. He wrote about the Ponovitcher Rav. And he said one time he was in Rome and he was waiting in the airport and he noticed the Ponovitcher Rav was across. Now, he had seen the Ponovitcher Rav many times in Eretz Yisrael and he never felt the need to ever even say Shalom Aleichem to him because they're totally opposite people. He has no business with the Ponovitcher Rav. But in Rome, you know, it's good to see another Jewish face, even if it's a Haredi face. So this uncovered head man walks over to the Ponovitcher Rav and says, Shalom Aleichem. So the Ponovitcher Rav says, Atah Yehudi? You're a Jew? He says, yes. So then he starts hugging and kissing him. Oh, it's so nice to see another Jew. And his mom is, she's slobbering all over him. And the professor says, if the Rav would know what kind of a sinner I am, I don't think he would love me so much. To which the Panovitcher Rav, quick on his feet, said, my dear Jew, my dear Jewish brother, if you knew how much Hashem loved you, maybe you wouldn't sin so much. Well, this is the story here. It does not end that he became a Baal Tshuva, went to Eshet Torah, and became from. This story, he says, I may not have become a Baal Tshuva, but I certainly looked at a lot of things differently, and I certainly behaved a little better as a Jew. So this is really the question of how much you really can internalize the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And if you see that Hashem loves you so much, how would you act to somebody who loves you this much? This is what the Cheshbon HaNefesh has to do. It's to do mitzvahs better, to want to do mitzvahs better, you have to really know how much Hashem loves you. Hashem gives you challenges. Hashem gives you all these kinds of difficulties. Emes. But they're only because He loves you, because He wants you to be the best that you can be. And if that's the only way that He could do it, then that's the way He does that. Okay, I can't say over the whole Rosh Hashanah drush. Let's just finish up this paragraph. The rabbis gave us all kinds of allegories. As it says in the verses, it shows you the slow levels of how the Yetzirah comes over a person. Zev HaShomer is famous Gemara in Sukkah that deals with the story of David HaMelech and Bathsheba. Bitchila Crow, when Nasan Anavi gave him the mashal of the visitor who came, you know the famous story with Nasan Anavi. The visitor came to man's house. So what was the visitor first called? So first, and that's an allegory of the Yetzirah. Bitchila Crow Anavi the Yetzirah Halach. He's called a wayfarer. As the story goes on, it's called a guest, an esteemed guest. And at the end of the story, what's the person called? Varka Kro Ish. He's called the man. Shinemar, that's what the pasuk says. Vayavo Helech Leish, a wafer came to a man. Hashu was rich. Vayachmol Lachachim Zeno, and the man had mercy. He didn't want to take away from his sheep. Umabakar from his cattle. Lasos Lorech to make for the guest. Habol came to Vayikach Eskisas Haish Harash. He took the little Shepsela from the poor man. Vayasen, he made it for who? Laish. Habo I love. To the man who came to him. So you see the gradation of how it goes higher and higher. The Yetzirah becomes more of the man in your life. In the beginning, he's a faraway wayfarer. I got nothing to do with him. All of a sudden, he's an important guest, and then he becomes the man of the house. The rabbis also said, what is supposed to mean? Asher Isha Sherlo Lach Batsasar Shem of Derechatim Lo Amad Moshe Salitzin Lo Yashav. What does this first psukim in Tehillim mean? Fortunate is a man who has not followed the advice of the wicked and the ways of the sinners. He doesn't stand, and in a group of scoffers, he doesn't sit. So the question is, Umayachar, Shohalach, since he's not going there, Heichan Amad, where is he standing? Umayachar, Shohamad, Heichan Yashav, and he's not standing, where is he sitting? So what's going on? Elomalach, the teacher, Shimhalach, if he does go, Sofalama, then he will stand. Vimamad, if he eventually stands, Sofaleshev, then he will sit. That's the result. Don't go after the ways of them. Don't stand, and then don't sit, because that's what will happen. Turn the page. And many other statements the rabbi said. Hamalamim son will teach us, shekachol shashpas hayesh alarm nimshechas, the longer you allow the influence of the Yetzirah to pull in on you, he mischasekas v'alachas, he gets stronger and stronger, achimonas me'odam lagamri esriyas emes, till it holds back from the person from seeing the truth. So therefore, asei l'cha'ifo cheshbon nefesh, make for yourself a spiritual accounting, achi, al dover zev, al dver m'domim, on this and similar things, v'hachreich es navshecha lasos, al dver m'shabem t'luyach tzoloso, and force yourself to do things that your salvation depends on. What does King Solomon say about the Chacham who hides himself from this, makes bonus from this reflection? And Shera, evil people, O Yavinu Mishpat, do not understand the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pesach Lev HaNevada explains, people who choose to do evil, they don't have the power to rule over and separate between the truth and falseness, because they don't have the seichel that has indeed come to them. So therefore, Today's exercise is a very simple exercise. Is what? Take a look in your spiritual mirror, and what do you see? Do you see a person who loves Hashem? Do you perceive that Hashem loves you? And how will you know? If you think he doesn't love you, so don't blame him. Realize that you're to blame and start displaying your love for him. Remember all the reasons why you should love him and show that love, and then you'll see his love reflecting back towards you. If we keep saying Hashem doesn't like me, Hashem doesn't like me, all we're seeing is reflection, which really means that we don't like Hashem. Okay? So that should be our avoda. If you're ever saying, why is Hashem, Hashem doesn't like me? It really means you don't like Hashem, and that's all that you're seeing back. And we have to try to change that and use our intelligence to realize Hashem, much Hashem loves us, and therefore we will love him back and do all the things that we should be doing to one that we love so much.